Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A while for Oregon and Oregon State in terms of adding a new recruit, but Oregon State gets on the board in a big way. He is the second highest rated recruit in the class so far. He's Tyrann Madison, the nation's number 25 running back, and he joins the show now, committed this week. Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. How about this?
Dude, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not getting a lot of sleep these days because of the baby at home, but generally speaking, I'm doing pretty well.
How's the baby?
7 weeks.
Oh my God.
7 weeks. But we need to talk about you, not me, man. This is about you. Oregon State's been recruiting you for a long time, and they've prioritized you now for three different head coaches. Gary Anderson, Corey Hall, and Jonathan Smith have all made you a priority in their big board. How has the relationship with Oregon State changed since they first started recruiting you? I imagine it's had some peaks and valleys.
At first, can you hear me?
Yep.
At first, it was Coach T.J. Woods. Yo, lineman coach, do you remember him?
Sure do.
Yeah, he was the first one to start recruiting me, and then the staff change happened. I was talking to Coach Smith at Washington, and so we already had sort of a relationship. So when he went to Oregon, I guess they jumped on me. I started being in the because Coach Peter recruited my one of my best friends, Eric. So I knew of him, and when he hit me, you know, it was just a click, you know. We had similar situations growing up. We clicked. It was just like, you know, I could feel like I could talk to him about anything. And Coach Smith, our relationship is pretty tight, too.
When did things start to get real serious with Oregon State? For a while there, you had a ton of offers, and you were looking at a number of schools. When did you start to kind of narrow in on the Beavers?
Actually, after my visit, when I got love from the fans, you know, my mindset just changed. It was just, I felt it. Like, that's what I really wanted to be.
You talked about that with me when you first committed. You talked about the feeling you got on campus, and you kind of described loving everything, that it wasn't just the coaching staff. It wasn't the current players. It wasn't the camp. It was the whole deal. It was almost the exact perfect visit. What went on that visit that felt so right? Was it just a bond you shared with everybody? How did that come together on that visit where you went from being interested to, like, this is the perfect place?
Honestly, because of the running back situation they had going on. And also, when I had got there, the hospitality was just crazy. It was, like, it was unexpected. It's like they laid out the red carpet for me. When I was on the field, you know, everyone, it was during the camp, so it was like everyone was coming up to me, knowing who I was. The players are showing great love to me, all kind of shaking my hand. I went on a tour around the whole school. I loved the campus. I talked to Coach Smith. All the coaches were talking to me as I was walking past them. So everything was just the perfect, like, it was just perfect, the perfect time and everything that happened. Even the photographer, Robert Juden, he knew of me. He was taking great pictures of me, and we have a tight relationship, too. It's crazy.
Talking to three-star running back Tyrann Madison, there was a little while there where you were really heavily recruited. You had a ton of offers from all over. You got hurt, and things kind of cooled down for you. How difficult was that process, and how hard was it to come back and kind of reestablish yourself as a prospect?
It was super hard, man, because I seen my recruiting stock just went down. Like, everything went down. I was getting recruited from a lot of schools over the nation. And, you know, it died down. When I came back, you know, things just switched up. So I couldn't wait for the team. I knew this would be my year. And this is the only thing I was looking forward to after that ended.
You've had a big senior year so far. What do you attribute that to? What has changed in your game, or are you just finally healthy?
I have a chip on my shoulder, man. I've been through a lot this past couple of months since my junior year. My grandma's passed. I had a chip on my shoulder from last year when I couldn't play. I was missing. It was just the clutch moments. My team was losing in the clutch moments, and I knew if I was there, I could play and I could make something happen. And that just made me hungrier and hungrier for this year.
Oregon State's off to a huge start with Jermar Jefferson. He's second in the nation in rushing. They've got Artavis Pierce coming back here this week. They want to have a stable of guys. They would like it, ideally, I think, to have three or four guys that can carry the ball and average 5 yards plus a carry, ideally. How do you factor into that? Do you want to be a featured back, or are you kind of comfortable with saving your body a little more and maybe keeping it 10 to 20 in terms of carries early in your career and then maybe carrying the full load as a senior?
The goal is to go up there and work my butt off. You know, I'm ready to compete. I'm ready to compete. I'm ready to learn. If I have to learn, if I have to sit back and learn and redshirt that year, I'll do it. If I'm the guy, then I'm the guy. My goal is to go up there and be the number one back on their depth chart. And I feel like my mindset, and I have the ability to do that, and that's the only thing I'll be looking forward to. I'm not looking forward to redshirting, but if it happens, it happens. I want to be a true freshman and take Oregon State to the Natty.
What is the thing about recruiting that maybe fans understand, in your opinion, the least? Is there something that goes on that's a big part of it that maybe you think most fans don't know about?
As in what, like relationships with coaches?
Whether it's cutting your list and the difficulty with that, or how the recruiting process works where you build relationships with coaches, and even when you cut a list, you get to know the coaches really well, or... Is there anything in the process that was hard for you that people don't write about a ton in terms of your recruitment?
Yeah, the hardest part for me, there's actually two hard parts. You know, the fun part, that's what everyone sees on Twitter, but the hard part is when you're just laying down in bed thinking about it. The hardest part for me was actually picking the school, because I had a relationship with a bunch of coaches, but this school is just the perfect fit for me. When I committed to the school, you know, it's just, you know, you would never probably hear from the coaches again, and no matter how close the relationship was, you know, you basically just ruined the relationship with someone. And like, it's just hard, you know? But you have to do what you got to do with the cold game.
Three-star running back Teron Madison just committed to Oregon State, the nation's number 25 running back. We'll get you out on this one. What's your goal at Oregon State? I heard you say win a natty. What's your goal in your time at Oregon State?
The main goal is to get a degree and learn. Like, I want to learn this stuff besides football, stuff that I can carry into my life after football. Football goal is to win a natty and become the man. Become the man up there, leave with a mark, leave with a bang, and do something no backers ever did up there.
That's going to take work. I mean, they're struggling this year. They're probably going to go 2-10, 1-11, something like that. What does it take culturally to turn a program around, and what has you believing Coach Smith's going to be the guy to do that?
I believe in Coach Smith. Like, I believe in him so much. I believe in the whole program. You know, I feel like we're basically building up right now. We're building, we're getting these pieces together. And by next year, I feel like we should be really good, you know? We should be really good because this recruiting class we have coming in. You know, we got a bunch of beasts coming in, Michael, Evan, all of them. So we got some pieces coming together. And it's going to be a lot of success because we're coming up there to take positions.
All right, man. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.